So I had to make sure all that iPhone stuff died down before I started my thing. So having the 15 Pro Max since about launch day has been fun. Being able to map out the action button to do multiple things, which I found out I can only do when it's unlocked, but it's cool. So, and I mean, once you use Face ID to unlock it, so that was cool. Besides that, the USB-C port, fantastic. I've been using my S23 Plus USB-C cord, and it's been charging up like a charm. I was thinking of doing the only charge the 80% limit thing to try and see if maybe the battery capacity got better, but I think I'm just going to keep the regular charge to 100 and let it go down. We'll see. It hasn't failed me yet since that Friday, so we'll see. I did play Call of Duty Mobile from a HDMI connector with the USB-C pass-through charging, and it worked like a charm. So I am looking to get my own connector and then also a capture card for my iPad, because if I can play 2K from my iPad, I can play anytime I want. I just gotta, you know, be able to find a charging area for my Xbox, but that would be fantastically amazing. So that's the next thing that I'm looking at. But I definitely sent back that 5-in-1 case. Not the business. Went back and got an Otterbox case from Best Buy. It was about the same amount. It's just, it felt like skin oils definitely did it. You take it out and brush it up and get something that marks. It just, the material isn't good. It's not a good replacement for leather. I'd rather have the leather one, which ages like fine wine. Which I can, yes, I can get from another company, but Apple made some good leather cases. I am eventually going to get the USB-C AirPods, but right now I'm just trying to keep mine that I had for a year still running, which I have my Genius Bar appointment tomorrow for that specific thing. Because I got these things, not only can I not find them with Find My, but I also have them to the point now where I'm watching a video and they're volume upping and volume downing. Sorry, turn the volume up and down by themselves. And I'm like, okay, a little weird, but that's going on, so I'm going to take it in and see what's up. And I just noticed on my last work order as well, when I was looking at the price, they were going to charge me $89. When I have AppleCare, it should only be $29. So I'm going to make sure when I go in tomorrow that after they look at them, that they're not going to charge me $89 for something that I have AppleCare for. Because that just doesn't make sense. But yeah, I'm loving the USB-C. I'm not going back to the Pro Foam. The Pro, that 14 Pro was trash. I was so ready to get rid of it. Trade it in. Get the 15 Pro Max with the titanium. Blue, we've had blues, we've had blacks, we've had whites. The titanium is new. I was glad I got the titanium. A lot better. Definitely a lot better. Got my privacy screen protector from Amazon and got my warranty. So just in case, I got screen protectors, the privacy ones. So, you know, people ain't looking at my stuff. But, yeah. So now I was looking at the laptops and seeing which one I want. But for the phone specifically, natural, Otterbox, and then the privacy screen protector. And I only have $670 left on it, so I think I might just end up paying that off. So that might not have to pay payments. And then I'm hoping that they drop a new iPad mini, because I kind of want one. Because don't get me wrong, I love my 12.9-inch, but it wouldn't hurt to have a smaller one, so we'll see. But yeah, I think that's about it. Was going to order a launch day, but I woke up 30 minutes late, so the next one wasn't until the 9th of October, which I wasn't waiting. So I got in time, and yeah, I love it. That's about it. So I'm definitely to the point now where I'm pretty upset. Not only am I a year in with having my AirPods Pro 2nd Gen, I got a replacement set because the left one seemed like it was malfunctioning, but I guess the right one was malfunctioning. And not only that, when they replaced them, the repairing process didn't go through. I tried YouTube, I tried Apple support, nothing worked right. So they said, go ahead and send them in. If we can fix them, we'll send them back. If not, you'll get a brand new pair. It's probably going to take a month knowing them, but I'm like, you really want me to buy the USB-C ones when I paid $29 for insurance for my 2nd Gen AirPods Pro to work? And we're talking past 2 years. Because I'm a year in. I paid for a door for 2 years, and you're telling me that they can't even last a year with the replacement. I replaced the earbuds twice. It's interesting. So I'm waiting for the box now. It should come this week. And then I gotta wait to receive them back, which I'm just like, dude, I hate when it takes this long. I'm at the urge where, like, I'm using my Bose over ears. That's how bad it is. I like over ears, but not every day. Like, I'd rather use earbuds, but the way it's going, I have to kind of use them. Because I don't want to spend extra money on what I don't have to, you know? So here's the hoping that it's a faster turnaround than what it sounds like. We never know. So with today definitely being the 2nd of October and us out of September, it has been a ride. Not only with dealing with school, but also the Apple event, getting the new electronics, phones, earbuds, watches, and then going into October with the haunted house. It's gonna be interesting. I won't lie, like, I love people that won't lie, the figure of speeches. Looking for a lot of haunted houses this month. And also, I'll be done with my previous job as well. That's the other crazy part. I got about 16 days left, and I start my other job in November. So it's going to be interesting next, I say, what, month about? Yeah. But, yeah, just kind of ready for the end of this month to go through. Feel like I've been doing the same thing almost. And, you know, when you do the same thing, you kind of want change. Whether that's life, whether that's jobs, whether that's business moves, what have you. But then a lot of people think that because you make that change, it's scary. Like, dude, you know you're not a tree. A lot of people don't see that. You're not a tree. You can change. You can move. You can get out of your comfort zone. It's okay. But you tell someone that, and then they freak the hell out. Like, dude, why are you freaking out? It makes no sense. Well, you know, just the way things are going, like, what happens if it doesn't work out? What happens if it takes too long? And what people don't understand is you
can only control yourself. That is the only thing you can control. So if you worry about yourself, everything else should just, you know, go as it's supposed to. But you have to remember, you're not a tree. You can change your situation, you can change your environment. The question is, do you want to? That's the question. Do you want to change it? Not a lot of people do. A lot of people want to complain about it. Oh, I'm at this job and it sucks. Or I'm in this situation and it sucks. Did you ever think about moving states, cities, countries, changing jobs, applying somewhere else? Yeah, but what if, but what if, but what if? So you want to talk about it, but you don't want to actually do it. And then easier said than done. Nah, you can do it. Just get out of your comfort zone and do the thing. Like, just because a new earbud is out, the AirPods Pro, does not mean I'm going to go and spend $200. Oh my gosh, the new AirPods are out. I'm going to go and spend $200 and get them. Well, not if I have insurance and I already have a pair and all they have to do is be fixed. Yeah, might it take a month? Yep. But I'm going to wait. If I'm at a job and I see the only way to progress is to either apply for another one or everybody has to be doing their job, well, what if nobody does their job to the point where that can go through? So I'm just waiting. Nah, I'm good. I'd rather go somewhere where I'm going to be valued than stay somewhere where it's complacent. It makes no sense. Why do that? Why would you put yourself in a position where you can't succeed or you can't progress? You're not getting any younger. Literally, every day you're getting older. So it just doesn't make sense. And I feel certain people, when you tell them that they have a choice not to be stagnant, they get real defensive. Like they're okay with it. They're okay with being stagnant. They're okay with being scared. They're okay with being in their comfort zone for what reason? It's not helping you or anybody else. So you know what we can do? We can definitely make sure that for now on, we change things. Make choices, decisions, and stop just doing things because it's the thing to do. Ask questions. That's all I'm saying. You're not a tree. You are not a tree.
Last thing with future TJ here. This is episode 200. I forgot to say this is episode 200. It's been a ride. 200 episodes down. It's crazy. I didn't think I'd be talking to a mic and then actually connecting with people and people would actually be listening to the podcast. So thank you all for who have listened, and my apologies for those who've listened, but I decided not to record for a certain amount of time. Thank you guys for staying consistent and staying with me. Shout out to episode 200. Enjoy your night.